You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Hey folks, what you're about to hear is a little different from usual. It's kind of a holiday gift from us to you, the listeners.
Yep, we wanted to make sure that we could provide you with all the types of content that we have here at Triviality. And instead of doing a normal full episode with a full game, we wanted to give you a little peek behind the curtain into what goes on over at Patreon.
Yeah, and we'd love it if you could join us over there. You get weekly bonus episodes of different varieties. So that's what you're going to hear right now is a bonus that's provided by us, the host of Triviality, with questions. And then the next one's going to be a crop drop, which is an Ask Me Anything style podcast where we just kind of yak it up, right?
That's right. And don't worry, you are going to be getting some trivia. And what Ken is mentioning is starting January 1st, if you are a Patreon member at the $5 or higher levels, you are going to be getting a weekly trivia bonus from a host from here. So Matt, Jeff, Ken, and myself will host one for the first 3 weeks of the month. And then the last week of the month, you're going to get a crop drop, which, as Ken mentioned, is an Ask Me Anything style fun episode where we get asked questions from the Discord, the Crop, Patreon, and everywhere else, or anyone who wants to yell at us on the street. Today, we're just giving you a little sample. And just to give you a little bit of context, there will be some ads if you're listening to this on the main feed. But of course, on Patreon, there are never any ads for the main episodes or for the bonus episodes that you'll be hearing. But we just wanted to give you this as a gift so you can see what is going on over at Patreon, because we could not do this show without our patrons.
Yes, please join us over on Patreon at the $5 level to unlock all these extra treats every month.
Yep, and all you have to do is just go to patreon.com/trivialitypodcast. But yeah, without further ado, this Patreon episode is going to be from Matt. So we are going to throw it over to Matt to hear about some special trivia that he put together for us.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special December Patreon bonus. It's special because I'm hosting and I wrote the questions, and Neil, Jeff, Ken are here to play along. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're fine and dandy.
I am holly and jolly or something.
We are excited for this new sort of Patreon format.
Yeah, we're excited that we get to write the questions. We haven't written questions in a long time, so it's
and
always
release
good to,
schedule.
And release yeah. schedule, that's right. And we get to flex these muscles and give people trivia every week, which is always fun.
Yeah, so this is a freebie you guys are listening to, I believe, on the main feed. But Neil, why don't you tell
Patreon
people
feed.
And Patreon
and the
feed,
Patreon
right?
Feed. So what's coming in the new year, just so everyone's ready and excited for it?
Yep. So this is going to be a trivia-based Patreon bonus that's going to be coming weekly, starting January 1st, from each of us. Every week, you'll get a 10-question or so quiz on different subjects, whatever we're feeling at the moment. And at the end of the month, you're going to get a crop drop, which is our Ask Me Anything style Patreon bonus. But today, Matt, for your bonus, you wrote what kind of questions?
So these are holiday themed questions. I've started doing my live stream on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/trivialitymatt. Every month, I host a live game along with Jane. She helps me out. We chat with the people and I ask questions with the TrivNow app. So if you did join, if you're one of the 20 people, you're going to do really well on this quiz because they're the same questions. But I felt like you guys would want to hear them too.
Yeah, we're excited to hear them. But speaking of 20 people or so, we just want to give a huge, huge shout out to all of our new patrons who have joined us in the last month or so. We're just going to name some of them right now, and we just appreciate all of your support. So thank you to Payson Broom, to Abby Colley, to Robert Minger.
We got Bridget Cook, Matt Lamia, Tim Dipple, Bad Samma Jamma.
Got Rose Appleby, Sean Gormley, Jacob Stalder,
Leslie Wallace, Jack Hillary, Jessica David, Tobias Yates, Steve Ars, Stephanie Babbitt, and Matt Klein.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Wow.
That's great.
Just kept going.
That's a great list of people right there.
It is a great list of people.
The Patreon stockings are filled this year.
Very much so. Thank you.
I think that was about 19 patron growth here in December, which we're just flabbergasted by. And as we said, we're trying to get to 600. So if you'd like to join for as little as $1 a month, you can get free episodes as far as ads are concerned on Patreon. All of our new episodes will be ad-free and a little bit early. But for $5 a month, you will get all of the audio content that we are giving out, just like today's episode. So
if you're listening on Patreon, thank you already. Mm-hmm. If you're listening on the main feed, please join us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys ready for 10 holiday-themed questions?
Let's do it.
And maybe we could get some bonus if it's quick.
Yeah, which it might be because these played pretty easy, but we'll see. The first question in the category of Jingle All the Way to the Bank. In 2021, this company sold the rights to their iconic jingle for $90,500 to a man who decided that checking his residual checks would be the best part of waking up.
Mm. Oh. Are we referring to our favorite holiday commercial of all time? Is that what brought this to fruition?
And that commercial you were speaking of, that it was a parody, right? Or was it real?
No, it's real.
Oh, it is real. Oh, wow.
So we're talking, of course,
siblings.
We're talking about the Folgers incest commercial.
Right, the Folgers incest commercial.
So let's start this Patreon bonus with a bang.
Yeah. That's what you, this is what you get.
No, don't.
Let's not start it with a bang because
it's illegal.
They're related.
Yeah.
Depends on the state.
That's true.
Never siblings, Ken.
But yeah, we're saying Folgers.
Yeah. So for $90,000, you two can own the Folgers jingle, and anytime they sing it, they got to pay up.
$95,000?
$90,500, whatever that
that's
is.
That's not that much.
Do you know how much the residuals are?
The residuals are not much.
No? They said the residuals work out to, if they used it in their jingles going forward, it would be about $10,000 a year. So in 10 years, that's it would pay for itself.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Well, going back to the important part of this question, the Folgers the incest commercial.
Yeah.
So there is a part with a parodied like second half.
That's what I'm thinking of. Okay,
but the first half is real.
They're
definitely banging in the first half too. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, they've always been known for that. Folgers is that if you drink Folgers, you have feelings for your sibling.
Right.
Today's episode
sponsored by Folgers.
Hill's brothers used to be with Folgers, but they had to split for that reason.
Yeah. if you haven't seen the Folgers incest commercial, just check it out. It's pretty funny.
But maybe we should find a link so people just don't type in Folgers incest.
No, it'll be fine. No, everybody knows
it'll be
what
the
that
first,
is.
Neil, why don't you type in Folgers incest and see what pops up?
It's the Folgers incest commercial.
Go.
Everybody knows it. There's a GQ article, the oral history.
The oral history of the Folgers
which
incest
I don't like the oral history of the Folgers incest dad. Let's rename that.
And it's called Coming Home, apparently. That's what the commercial is called.
They knew what they were doing.
They did.
Yeah, and to all the listeners, you're my Christmas present. Let's go to question two.
Apparently an inspired fan works called Folgers Cest.
Let's move on.
Folgers fanfic. All right, go ahead.
Question two in Pack Your Bags for the Holiday. This offseason, Dame Time came to Milwaukee, which caused the holiday season to come early by way of Portland to which other Eastern Conference team that got Drew Holiday in the trade? Where's Drew Holiday playing?
I don't understand the question, and I won't respond to it.
So I believe you're talking about Damian Lillard going to Milwaukee with Giannis and his brother. So we're trying to figure out where the other Milwaukee guy went.
Where'd Drew Holiday end up?
Drew Holiday. Okay, that I probably don't know because I'm not familiar with Drew Holiday.
Could you read the question again? I'm wondering if there's a hint I might be able to glean.
There's not. Ah. It's literally which Eastern Conference team did Drew Holiday go to?
I feel like people always...
Yeah, the Knicks.
I was going to say, it's always like the Knicks or the Celtics always pick up random players.
Or the Nets.
Well, since
I'll give you a clue. Neil is right in his 50-50.
So since this is a holiday question, and it only is barely a holiday question because the guy's name is Holiday.
Oh, right.
Maybe we should double down on the holiday and say he went to the St. Knicks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's the Knicks or the Celtics, personally.
It is not the Knicks. He's wearing green. It is Boston Celtics.
Ah, he's a Grinch. They should do a Christmas game, right? Like you're saying, Ken, St. Knicks versus the Grinch.
The Grinches.
But they have to wear full yak hair when they play.
Like the Jim Carrey
version?
Like
the Jim Carrey version. That'd be so crazy.
It would take 4 hours to get...
Was it yak hair?
It was yak hair, yeah.
It was yak hair.
Dyed green.
That was another question that didn't make the cut. But yes, yak hair.
Speaking of that, though, there's an Instagram account. I think it's just called... It's under Dr. Seuss, if you look. And I just started getting them sent to my feed for no reason. But it's just a guy dresses the Grinch. And he's just doing everyday activities, but they must have filmed like 60 of them because one comes out every day and he's like doing push-ups or yoga or like, I'm the Grinch. I don't have to trim my beard. And it's like,
there's
really...
an Instagram account for everything.
There
I
is.
Guess.
Yeah. Grinch fans, only Grinch fans or whatever. Yeah. only who's. That's what it is.
Yeah. Don't look that up.
I don't like that.
Question 3. What a pickle we find ourselves in. Hiding the Christmas pickle is a classic Christmas tradition, but maybe with the explosion in popularity, playing a game of pickleball Christmas morning could be added to the list. When playing doubles, there are two terms named after iconic children's characters for types of volleys. What are the names of these characters, one of which would be upset about eating Christmas cookies in bed?
Cindy Lou Who? The old Cindy Lou Who.
The old Cindy Lou Who. Is Hide the Pickle the purpose of the Folgers commercial?
Yeah, for sure. I know we were all thinking.
Yeah. I really want to play pickleball.
That family definitely has the tradition of hiding the pickle.
They do. Oh, man. I really want to...
That's part of waking up, Ken.
Crumbs in the bed from cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Is that... That's not Alexander... No, they wouldn't call a move Alexander and the No Good, Very Bad, Horrible Day or whatever.
You might if it was really bad.
What say literary children's characters?
It just says children's characters. Iconic.
Iconic children's characters.
The old Charlie Bucket.
I got an Eeyore.
Is Charlie Bucket Willy Wonka?
Huh?
Willy Wonka?
He's in that universe, yes.
Where Grandpa Joe just doesn't work and sits in bed all
day. I guess he is Willy Wonka at some point in the future, presumably, right?
Does he turn into
Willy Wonka? He takes over the moniker. He has to like don the suit.
Is Willy Wonka just the persona or is it the man?
I think we'll
find out.
You have to eat the body of the former Willy Wonka to gain his spirit.
Yeah, we'll have to find out in the new Wonka movie.
He's like the Pope, I think. Like it's a new candy. A new Gobstopper gets released when the new Wonka appears.
Starring Hugh Grant, who hated every minute of it.
Yeah, he definitely.
Why does anybody hire him?
I don't know. He's charming, but he's not though. He grumbles through everything.
He's not
a miserable prick.
Yeah, yeah.
He's miserable. Anyways, do I have to bleep prick?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Sorry, kids.
What is
Merry Christmas.
So
filthy animals.
I can't even think of children's literary characters that are iconic about crumbs.
Not literary.
Oh.
You guys made that part up.
Oh, not
crumbs
literary.
In the bed. Who doesn't like cookie crumbs in the bed?
Which type A kids character is like a clean freak?
I don't know.
Sully, maybe
you're
from
on,
Monsters
you're on the
Inc.
Right track.
Oh, clean freak. Okay.
we don't know. Man, yeah.
This
just
is,
tell us.
This is there is a famous pickleball player named Ernie.
Oh,
and it's some kind of move, and if you do it in front of him, it's a Bert. This
that
is
makes
Bert
sense.
And Ernie.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, one of them was a clean freak, and the other was Ernie.
Yes. All right. Moving on to number 4.
Sorry about the crumbs, Bert.
I'm sorry. Did anybody happen to see the
they were banging too, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
That's fanfic. Yeah.
The X accounts where it's like Ernie, best friend of Bert. Bert, friend of Ernie. Like. acquaintance of Ernie or something like that. There's like two exits.
Poor Ernie.
It's so funny.
It's hurtful. Question 4. Look what the cat dragged in. Body parts. The Yule cat is a huge and vicious cat that eats people who don't dress well. It has origins
German.
In which country?
No, it's not German.
This country officially became an independent republic in 1944 and is known for its national dish, a fermented shark. I think you guys know this one.
Yes. It is Iceland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
are
it's
you familiar
in,
with the Yule cat?
It's in the Christmas Chronicles 2, which I just watched the other day. The Yule cat named Jola.
Christmas Chronicles?
It's the one where Kurt Russell is Santa and Goldie Hawn is Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
But
they got the Yule Cat in there?
A nefarious elf who wants to ruin Christmas releases Jola the Yule Cat into the reindeer pen, and it injures Dasher.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
I don't think he would do that. The Yule Cat specifically goes after people that dress poorly.
So Pete Davidson is getting some scratches.
Yeah. See, in Iceland, they can have a creature like that. In America, everybody would just be gone.
There goes all of Florida. So sad.
In Iceland, it only goes after people who aren't attractive, so that's why there's only one death a year.
It gets to the Bieber household and destroys Justin.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've all seen the memes.
You guys both ate the fermented shark, right?
Yes,
we did. Hot Carl, yes.
Hot Carl.
No.
Is that the name of the Breller in the Folgers commercial?
Do I have to bleep that?
Hot Carl?
I don't think so.
Don't look it up. Let's move on. Yeah. Let's move on. We ate it. It was terrible. Eat it. Don't eat it. Whatever. It's bad.
If you would like something that feels like tofu full of sand and tastes like cat piss, by all means.
It's the Yule Cat.
That's where they get it from.
Moving on to question 5. How many birds are in this song? If on the 7th day of Christmas you got 7 Zwans a swimming, you'd have a pool with a pool with a bald lead singer who had just left which popular 90s rock band that you'd want to keep away from your decorations you still had up from Halloween.
Yeah, too many hints there.
This was in your wheelhouse 100%.
Okay.
I have no idea what he's talking
really?
About.
Yeah, is this Offspring he's talking about? Keep your decorations. No.
Gotta keep it decorated.
who would you want to protect
if you're under the Halloween mistletoe decorations you're macking every from? Time I got this.
You don't want your Halloween decorations destroyed.
Oh right,
so got it.
What,
destroying Halloween decorations?
Yes.
Billy Corgan.
I think 1979 was the year I remember this.
William Corgan or what's...
William Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins, who went on to form Zwan because he didn't like Darcy. Wasn't that the reason?
I don't know.
He was mad at her.
I can't follow the Smashing Pumpkins drama. There's too much.
Yeah, he took most of the band and started a new band because he was mad at the bass player. From what I recall,
we have a really bad New Year's coverage here in Chicago, at least in my opinion. And one of the ads I just saw was Billy Corgan. He's like, "My name is William such and such Corgan, and I'm here to host the best New Year's Eve party in Chicago. You should come out." And I'm like, "No."
Today is the first day of a brand new year.
Yeah, it looked bad. So I just don't think anyone's gonna watch that one, unfortunately. Poor William Corgan.
He focused mostly on wrestling right now, to be honest. That's his big thing right now. Moving on to next question. Who cares if it's a Christmas movie? Everyone always talks about Die Hard being a Christmas movie, but not about Batman Returns being a Christmas movie.
Mm.
In Batman Returns, who was originally cast to play the Caped Crusader's sidekick, Robin? The character was written out of the script before filming, however, not because the actor was being a menace to South Gotham while drinking his juice in his costume.
Wow.
This is a great fact. I know this one.
Yeah. I wish I was hired to play a character and
got
then
paid
fired
in perpetuity
and just got the residuals for nothing.
Yeah. That does sound pretty good.
That'd be great.
Yeah. He's the Bobby Bonilla of superhero movies.
Money for nothing, checks for free, right, Ken? That's why that's your favorite band.
Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans is correct. He didn't make it to the movie. Sad for him. But he gets paid, right? That's what the story is.
He gets paid, yep. And then have you seen Don't Be a Menace, Matt? I used to rent that from Blockbuster.
Great movie.
Oh, if he was cast as Batman, would Alfred say Master Wayans?
that actually would have been great. Yeah, a Keen and Ivory Wayans directed Batman. That would have been good.
Yeah, I would watch that for sure. Question 7. Have a Holly Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher started as an ice cream company in Colorado in 1949 and decided to expand to candy when ice cream was hard to sell in the winter. They launched their signature candy a couple years later with 3 flavors, watermelon, apple, and this flavor that sounds more like a Kindle product than a flavor.
A Kindle product.
What did they name their products after?
Kindle.
Was it like Kindle Fire?
Fire, yeah.
Did they have a fire flavored?
I don't know if they have a Kindle Green Apple.
Cinnamon? grape?
Grape? Yeah, I'm trying to think. Kindle?
I think grape would be...
Kindle Fire?
I don't know any other Kindle products.
I don't either. Because there's the fire stick, and I'm sure there's a new one. We're also looking for flavors of Jolly Rancher, right?
Right.
I mean, there's always green apple, and then there's always, let's see, he said watermelon.
Oh, is the little computer thing? You know, the Raspberry Pis?
Oh, raspberry. Yeah, maybe.
Is that a Kindle thing?
I don't think so.
Should we say raspberry?
We could definitely say like blue raspberry or raspberry.
Snozberry?
Oh, a snozberry.
Yeah, I don't know. This is, yeah.
You going with snozberry?
Yeah.
They're all wrong.
Blue raspberry.
The right answer was said. It is a cinnamon flavor, but the flavor is officially called fire sticks.
Fire stick.
What?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Huh. How unexpected.
Wow. Okay.
Do you guys like cinnamon flavored candy?
Depends.
I don't know if I've had cinnamon flavored candy. I like cinnamon.
It depends on the
like
amount.
A Big Red.
And you the, had a Big Red? The consistency of the candy.
Big Red was always fun.
What about those little cinnamon hearts?
Hot tamales.
Cinnamon hearts.
Not hearts. What are they?
Like little red dots.
Yeah.
My mom makes like she makes Christmas wreaths. It's basically a Rice Krispie treat, but dyed green and using cornflakes in the shape of a wreath, and she uses that for the holly. And I always pick those off and throw them in the garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
They're too hard.
They ruin it. The cinnamon dots ruin the.
I don't know if I've had that. Do you make this stuff with your mom?
No, she's always like up at 4 a.m. making stuff.
What kind of coffee is she brewing?
She doesn't need coffee.
Not Folgers.
Not Folgers.
She's a machine when it comes to Christmas cookies.
Thank you for adding that. Cinnamon candy, not for me. Mm-hmm. Actual cinnamon, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I do like regular cinnamon.
Just chewing on sticks sometimes. I'll just walk into his place and he's just gnawing on it like a dog with a rawhide.
I like a cinnamon stick.
It's a cinnamon challenge every day. You guys ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Next question in the category, for those about to rock around the Christmas tree, Slayer is one of the most iconic metal bands of all time. While not known for being associated with snow flurries, they are known for this other form of precipitation, a song title that is playable in Guitar Hero 3 and is viewed as one of the most difficult songs to play.
Bum, 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 ba, na, 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 na. Yeah, I know it.
Anybody else? No, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, I know it.
It's
you're not going to guess?
If you...
It's a Slayer song?
Yeah, so Prince Prince talked about this type of precipitation, so I can give you that as a hint.
Cumulus cloud?
Really? I mean, Prince is like most famous
purple
hit.
Purple rain.
Yeah, purple rain, right?
Yeah.
And rain wasn't purple.
What would
be
a very...
Like blood rain? Red rain?
I mean, you're very close.
Raining blood.
It's raining blood.
Hmm.
Which is a great song.
It's raining blood.
Hallelujah.
Was that the Weather Sisters follow-up to It's Raining Men, It's Raining Blood? Because they killed all the men that came down from the sky.
Actually, I thought it was done for a PSA where they were really celebrating that the American Red Cross finally got all these blood donations. Mm. And so...
If it was raining men, then the gutters would probably be full of blood.
Yeah, they would be.
Yeah.
At least here on Earth with our gravity.
All right. Got time for probably like two more, you'd say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, right. However many.
Yeah.
Keep the good times rolling.
All right. This one, this was in the final, so this one was in Rudolph. Hermy the Elf is arguably the most relatable character in the classic Rudolph Christmas special as a man who hates his job and decides to quit. What profession does he pursue, one he shares in common with the WWE's Kane before he donned the mask and became the Big Red Machine?
Oh,
I didn't
know
this about Kane. That's pretty cool.
This is before he became a mayor, apparently.
Mayor?
He's had a lot of different careers.
Yeah. Now, is this something that we have in common with one of our listeners as well?
I believe so, in a vague sense, yes.
But now, he wasn't doing...
Much less specialized.
Much less specialized, correct.
Mm-hmm. Just general oral care.
Yeah. I'm pro this type of profession, not in...
You're pro oral care.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he wanted to become a dentist.
Dentist, yeah.
Yep, and he became a dentist. I imagine it was for other elves and not for people, because you wouldn't want somebody that small crawling around in your mouth.
Didn't he take teeth out of someone?
Yeah, the Abominable Snowman.
Okay, what was the name of the dude with the beard with like... the
Yukon Cornelius.
Yukon Cornelius, great name.
My buddy Dan Miller dressed up as Yukon Cornelius for Halloween one year, and it was the best costume I've ever seen. It was dead on.
That's a great reference, Yukon Cornelius. Great Rankin and Bass Christmas
classic
films.
R&B.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
This next question
what we call it.
Is
in the biz, yeah.
Grinch.
Ooh, you're a mean one.
Thurl Ravencroft's sweet pipes can be heard every holiday season as he is the voice behind You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Thurl was lesser known as the voice of this mascot, where instead of singing about someone bad, he talks about something that is great.
Yeah, I knew this, actually.
It's a good
I may
reference.
Or may not have passed the box this morning as I was rifling through my particular selection, so...
Mm-hmm. Great voice. You know this one, Ken, I'm sure.
Do you eat Frosted Flakes usually?
No, I passed them. I went by them and I...
So the shredded wheat?
Like a stone?
No, I had I was feeling spicy today, so I had some Raisin Bran Crunch. Oh. So we had some...
Ooh, the crunch is good.
Well, everyone get out of the way. A lot of fiber today.
the mascot that wears a ascot, but not pants?
No pants, yeah.
Look, that's all the clothes you need.
Tony the Tiger.
Animal.
Tony the Tiger.
It is Tony the Tiger. Thurl Ravencroft did pass about 6-7 years ago. I believe he's voiced now by Jim Cummings, Winnie the Pooh voices.
Oh.
Current day woke Tony the Tiger.
what a range there, though. Winnie the Pooh, very high voice.
Why would they need to recast it? He only says, like, you're great. Like, why
couldn't you just use the old recordings?
No, he says they're great. Which is a pronoun, so. So he's woke. Frosted Flakes are great.
Matt, I have a follow-up for everyone, really. But the Grinch, the Jim Carrey movie from 2000, on the soundtrack, Jim Carrey as the Grinch, but also as Jim Carrey, does a rap duet called Grinch 2000 with what rapper? I just listened to it the other day.
Is it Ludacris?
Grinch, no, it's not Ludacris. That's a good guess, though. Grinch 2000.
Nelly.
But here's the funny thing. The rapper refers to him as Jim Carrey, but Jim Carrey's doing the Grinch voice. So he's like rapping as the Grinch, but then the rapper goes, and I'm here with Jim Carrey. But it just makes no sense.
Lil Jim.
I imagine that. No. Like, can you redo that? He's like, no.
Ice tea.
No.
That seems like some Ice tea would do.
I'll give you one hint that'll probably help everyone. He likes to rap
fast. He's
got
an eye patch.
Oh, yeah. That's who I thought it was. Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so listen to it if you can. Grinch 2000.
And then Tyler, the Creator, does the 2018 or 19 version of it, doesn't he?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question. I have to watch that one coming up soon, so yeah.
Yeah, I should have wrote that question.
Is that the Cumberbatch Grinch?
Yeah. Highest grossing Christmas film of all time. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No way.
It's so...
It got buried.
I've never even heard
of
it.
Not adjusted for inflation. I think adjusted... I think it's one of the Home Alones. I'm not 100%.
Home Alone would be number one, yeah, but... right now with all the higher prices.
That's the thing is, without adjusting for inflation, it's always just going to get supplanted by less and less impressive things.
Whatever Pixar movie comes out will always be number one.
Not anymore. Their star has fallen.
Mm-hmm. And all the Marvel movies, sadly.
Oh, it's.
We'll end with this one, A Christmas Carol. Bah humbug seems to be the catchphrase of Ebenezer Scrooge, something we all remember from A Christmas Carol. However, he doesn't say it as much as popular media would have you believe. How many times is the phrase said in the original Dickens novella?
So I recently saw a stage production of this that I quite enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say he says it thrice.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking thrice times.
Yeah.
It is only twice.
Twice.
Wow.
I looked up the origin of humbug, and it goes back to the 1700s.
It's an antiquated phrase that means to bang your sibling.
So Scrooge was pro?
Yeah. Bob meaning, let's go.
Right? And then the nickname for his sister, Fran,
yeah.
Was humbug.
The humbug.
So what was the origin of the phrase?
It just meant like person of like lesser value, essentially, or the poppycock.
So it was like, I'm not listening to you. You're not worth my time.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
interesting.
All nonsense.
I just had to watch five Christmas carols in a row. So,
what's your favorite Christmas carol?
Muppet.
The Muppet one's very good.
It's Scrooge. The answer is Scrooged.
Well, Scrooge is good. The 1951 Alistair Sim one, a lot of people consider the definitive version from Britain. That was good. And then I watched Jim Carrey one. Which is a little wild. And what was the other one I watched?
He plays all the ghosts too, right?
Yeah, he plays all the ghosts. And then Gary Oldman plays Cratchit and Marley and Tiny Tim. The motion capture for Tiny Tim.
Gary Oldman plays Tiny Tim.
He plays the motion capture for, yeah, which is crazy because he comes with them on his shoulders. So
does he do like a little kid voice?
I don't think it's his voice, but the body movements are him.
Isn't this the second time they shrunk him down for a role?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that great reference there. I remember that movie at Blockbuster when I worked. That was I'm trying to think of the name of it. Oh, what a terrible movie! Matthew McConaughey
should have never been made.
It was a little, yeah. It was Matthew McConaughey and Kate Beckinsale were dating, and she revealed that her family, her father and mother were little people, and it was Gary Oldman, of course, terribly playing. You know, they couldn't cast a regular actor
standing on his knees. Like, it's terrible.
It's really bad. Tiptoes, I think it's called. It's bad. It's really bad.
Oh man. Apparently, humbug first appeared in writing in 1750. Generally referred to as a hoax, a jesting or befooling trick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of which, you know. A sham, if you will.
Like
which
this show.
Makes sense for Christmas.
So we're a humbug, opinion. Speaking of humbugs.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope you enjoyed this Patreon bonus episode. Thanks again to all our Patreon supporters, and we wish you a happy holiday season. Yeah, that'll do it for today.
Yeah, yeah, we will we'll see you, well, next month it'll be January 1st. You're going to see us every week, but this is a taste of what you're going to get. It's a little bit more loose, a little bit more fun, but always still bringing the trivia.
That's right.
Awesome.
And that'll conclude this Patreon bonus.
Thank you, everyone.
So that was our trivia-based Patreon bonus episode. Those are coming out once a week. And after the break here, you're going to hear our crop drop.
Yep. And $5 a month will get you all of this bonus audio content. And we're on our road to 600 patrons. So if you aren't a patron yet and you'd like to join the cause, we're trying to get to 600. So we really appreciate all of your help. And we couldn't do all these bonuses without you.
And once again, all these episodes will be ad-free on Patreon. Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello, and welcome to the December Crop Drop. My name's Matt, so joining me is Neil, Ken, and Jeff. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
I'm having a wonderful day.
Feeling festive.
Enjoying the holidays. The holiday season, it's upon us.
The rainy outdoors right now.
Yeah, it's raining out here in Maryland too. You know, the holiday lights are up. I'm feeling a little festive. I asked for some gifts on Facebook and in the Discord, and you guys obliged. We got a lot of questions this month.
Oh, great. We're excited.
They got a lot of questions about Christmas and holiday times, which makes sense. You know, they want to know. The people got to know how we're celebrating. So, you guys ready for these questions?
Yeah, let's dive right in.
And then also, if you guys are joining us for the first time, the Crop Drop is an Ask Me Anything style show where you guys ask us questions and on the Facebook at The Crop or in the Discord, or you can email them in and we answer them every single month. So we're going to get started with Earl Baum, who had his own crop drop because he always has so many questions. You could check that out last month. But he asked, what is your favorite spice? What foods do you enjoy with that spice?
Favorite spice?
Posh.
I might just keep it simple and say black pepper.
What do you enjoy with black pepper?
I put a lot of pepper, like fresh ground pepper.
You know,
and stuff.
I mean, like salt and pepper, that's the basis. You can't have.
Should
like,
I be more creative then?
No, not at all. I'm just saying, like, but you need those to bring out the other flavors you might want to add.
What about Spinderella?
It's a good choice.
Ice spice.
I would be ginger on both fronts, I think.
Well, that's a good spice. Ginger spice?
No, I was just playing off of Neil's. But the for me, I'm a... it's a toss-up between paprika and cumin. Because I make a lot... We make a lot of dishes with those, too, and I very much enjoy them. I'm going to go...
I like a good cinnamon.
I'm
going to
go paprika. Cinnamon. I'm going to go smoked paprika.
Okay.
I can't handle spice, so I definitely would go cinnamon as well. Just because it usually
cinnamon can be a very plain, potent spice.
Like you don't do any spice like a heat, you're out.
Yeah, no heat for me.
Or an Italian season, nice Italian seasoning.
Oh, all
I like
spice.
Some Italian seasoning. Yeah,
just the allspice, then you win. You get all of them.
And the allspark,
little basil,
little basil. Matt, what do you like?
Neil loves some cardamom,
garlic. I put garlic in everything. I love garlic.
I wasn't even thinking of that as a spice. Yeah, you got to put garlic and everything.
Yeah, it's a good one. Thanks for the question, Earl. Moving on, Sherry Meyer asks, what do you think has been the best word of the year in the last 5 or 10 years? Or what word would should the dictionaries have chosen this year instead of Riz or authentic? They chose Riz as the word of the year, just so you guys know.
Okay.
Well, Riz, yes.
I don't know what the word is.
Do you guys have
the year
podcast Riz? Do you feel
I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
It's charisma. Riz means charisma.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I love that word.
So we're looking up the list right now. We're going to pull it up. So words added to the dictionary in the last 10 years.
Why don't
years.
You just pick the word of the year?
Meme.
Neil, that's a lot. Jegging.
Hopefully not jegging.
Gassed. Oh, I like gassed.
Gassed? Wait,
but is it? Yeah. I like gassed. I say gassed a lot. It was in 2012 added.
Some of our friends say frenemy a lot.
Yep. Brittany Shaw, Tim Dipple, frenemy.
Frenemies.
Oh, helicopter parent. That's a good one. I used to say that when I worked at the children's school doing theater, and I didn't realize that was like
a
term they added
to
the dictionary.
Wingnut?
Wingnut. Okay. One who advocates extreme
measures.
It was
2008. It was a simpler time.
Air quotes. That was added as well. Ginormous.
Plandemic. Is that
girl? I say girl a lot.
Oh, for Matt, they added doe. D-O-H.
The Simpsons occasionally get some on there. There's Imbiggins, I believe, was added to the dictionary at some point in time. I don't know. Word of the year this year is poor. I feel like that was a lot of us this year. No money. Inflation. Inflation?
Wow. Is that the I thought I was the one who was supposed to hit the wah wah.
Any other thoughts on word of the year?
Well, we have there's TGIF was added. As we all know, the jeggings.
Mm-hmm.
Shapewear. Neil.
YouTuber Bra shapewear. Went.
Oh. What about a podcaster or
is that
influencer.
Has to be in there. Influencer, I bet. Yeah.
Definitely in there.
I don't know if it yeah.
Au pair?
Yeah, that was not great. Okay.
Okay. Let's move on here.
Yeah. This one is from Ricardo Sandoval. What's your least favorite Christmas tradition? Least favorite.
Watching everybody else eat Christmas cookies? Probably.
I wouldn't enjoy that either.
So
for me, it's bringing down Christmas decorations from the attic. That's my least favorite.
That's fair. I mean, the setup takedown can be a lot of work. It is nice to enjoy it. While it's up, but
is that when you put on a robe and you watch films from the 1950 on projector
in your attic?
In your attic and then fall through the ceiling?
Yeah.
I think for me, it's the peripheral obligatory gift giving. Like, I do really like getting a good gift for somebody who I know and well enough to like give a gift of thought and meaning. But When you end up in these situations where you just end up basically exchanging throwing $50 with
throwing
each other,
$10 for a Christmas gift for your boss.
Yeah, or
I don't
like
do that.
Or like the peripheral family members who it's like you're going to give me something of $50 and I'm going to give you something of $50 and they're both going to be gift cards and I'm not going to spend
that was,
it.
We stopped doing like a Secret Santa thing at my family Christmases because it turned into. Okay, you get a $20 Visa gift card, and you get a $20. It's like, who cares? Just keep the $20 and spend it on yourself at that point.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Like, if I had something of like meaning or some with some thoughtfulness that I could give to that person, I would gladly. But the idea of just like the obligation of it.
Sure.
And also, I don't know about you guys, but I feel very fortunate in the like I don't really need anything either. So like, don't just get crap. Like,
yeah.
Just to buy me something, like,
right?
You know, and maybe I'm spoiled.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not
fortunate. That's the word I'm gonna use.
I don't need a pair of pants to get out of bed.
Or I'm gonna add the Salvation Army people ringing the bells in my face outside of stores.
Oh, least favorite, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of times that money is going.
Let me
to
give
the
to charity anonymously.
Best places
and not under coercion.
Yeah, my least favorite is just shopping and people being mean to service workers.
Parking in the mall is terrible.
People are terrible to service workers, but that's not a holiday tradition.
No, they're just worse.
This is all the time.
Yeah,
that's true.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, I'll speak for myself. I get it all the time. Moving on. Next question is from Valerie Costello Crampton, and she asks, favorite winter/holiday song? What's your favorite? We always talk about ones we are annoying, but what's our favorite?
It's hard to say. Carol of the Bells goes pretty
this
hard.
This is unpopular opinion, but I like the Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time song.
Oh, that one's... I don't like it.
People do not like it, but I like it. I think it's fine.
I think Last Christmas gets a bad rap. I actually enjoy that song. And I don't mind hearing it all the time. I know there's a lot of Whamageddons.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
Plus, All I Want for Christmas is You.
Because I do love covers of that song, and I feel like people usually make it their own.
People really like the Fairy Tale of New York. I think it's okay, but people really, really love that one.
I think I'm just a classic, like, White Christmas, Bing Crosby kind of guy. Although I do like, in more of the religious vein of Christmas songs, I do like God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, but specifically the Bare Naked Ladies Sarah McLachlan version.
what a duo, wow. That seems, yeah.
They did a holiday album, the Bare Naked Ladies, Home, Bare Naked
There's
for the Holidays.
There's the Cocteau Twins, Frosty the Snowman. What?
Who's the Cocteau Twins?
They're. It would be weird. It's got to be weird.
If you couldn't tell, we're currently Googling Christmas songs because we can't think off the top of our head very well.
I do love Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande, which is just a really random one.
A modern classic.
Modern classic.
Yeah. I was just thinking about I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Is the dad dressed up like Santa Claus?
Yes. I had that
exact
same thought.
Trust me, I was like 33 years old before I figured that out.
I didn't either. Yeah. I always thought Santa was like having wives cheating on their husbands, but I was like, it totally makes sense.
Why is the dad dressed up like Santa Claus?
In case the kid comes out, you want the kid to know Santa was the one putting the presents under the tree.
So she's like, leave the beard on.
Santa is asserting dominance in the home by kissing the mother.
Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson is a new one that's very good.
You know what? Kelly Clarkson's a gem, so.
Yeah, I think those are.
And the Sufjan Stevens Christmas albums, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's surprising.
Oh, and there's a good Bird and the Bee, Carol of the Bells, that goes hard. So.
Does Michael Bublé have any Christmas songs?
Oh,
he's got a lot.
Does he?
Have you ever heard of a certain gem called Quando?
His whole career is based around Christmas songs.
Christmas. Next question comes from Kelly McGuire. She asks the important question of how many of Santa's elves do you think you could take in an honest fight?
I think I saw this.
Five. Ten.
Well, we gotta break
elves?
This. We have
I
to break
I was
this down.
Reindeer.
It's the only question that was
zero
that
reindeer.
I'm taking 0.5 reindeer.
Zero
like
reindeer.
I may be breaking a leg or two before I'm getting
the 10 elves.
We can't have this conversation until you break it down because there's so many different types of Santa's elves that exist. So
they
are we
have
talking?
The tools?
Well, no. Are we talking about elves that are diminutive, that are like almost like creatures? That
I think
are? Do
the,
they have
the classic elf?
Do they have powers? Do they not have powers? Some
are
elves
they
have
one
powers.
Foot tall?
They're basically
are they
all children.
Tall?
I'm assuming
are they children
we're talking about the Santa
like
Claus.
The Santa Claus?
Yeah. That's the thing. If they're Santa Claus elves, they're just children, right?
Well, I'm taking
that's
at least 5
or 10
of those
kids not like
out.
The Big Show and Jingle All the Way, or you're not.
Or is it Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? like elves.
Right. Or it could be...
Because I could take way more of those.
Well, it could be like Fred Claus, where they have like they have skills and a little bit of strength. I don't know. It could be... There's a lot of different types of elves. So.
Although I wouldn't fight the elves with attitude from Santa Claus, because those guys...
Oh, they have the tinsel,
they
yeah.
They got the tinsel. So.
Okay.
I think if it's the Santa Claus elves who don't have any power and are just ageless, you could probably take... Maybe 10.
I would say.
See, you think 10, but like honestly, four of them is going to overwhelm you if you're fighting.
They can't hurt you. Really.
You would be surprised. Kids add up.
Yeah.
In strength.
Are they all coming at once, or is it like one at a time?
You're not fighting. It's not like a side scroller. You don't fight one.
Okay. It's not like Old Boy. Like you give me a cane and then I go sideways.
It's not one at a time.
It's not Game of Death, Neil, where you have to go up, yeah. You have to level up with each kid.
And then the final boss is Santa.
I think you're overestimating kids.
I think you're underestimating kids.
Well, you know,
There's no good way to test it.
If we make it to 600 patrons this year, we will test it out.
We're
going to
Squid Game this. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, if we make it to 600 patrons, we'll find a handful of
kids,
pay them to try and beat us
up. And he'll set it up and we'll figure it out. Because he can make it happen.
If anyone would do it, it would be Mr. Beast.
The most views in YouTube history.
One person with boxing gloves and a bunch of kids with those little helmets on running
like
at him.
Like fighting sincerely.
Yeah.
If you survive these 100 kids, you get 10 grand.
Sue Loranger or Loranger asked
or Loranger.
Or Loranger asked three different questions. We're just going to answer this one. Which character / iteration of the Grinch is your favorite?
I'm a cartoon guy.
I've only seen the original cartoon. I've not seen the Jim Carrey, and I've not seen the Cumberbatch.
And you haven't. I think Jeff's favorite though is Matthew Morrison from Glee portraying him on stage in the film stage version, which was absolutely horrendous.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
My favorite version might be the online videos where the parent comes out as the Grinch and scares the
that's funny.
The bleep out of their
that
kids.
That is the best one, actually. Yeah.
Jim Carrey is just off the wall crazy.
Yeah, it's like too much.
But
like
I love
Uncanny
it.
Uncanny Valley for me.
I guess it's just the classic cartoon, probably, I suppose. But yeah. I do love Jim Carrey's, though.
Classic cartoon.
For me, it's Tim Curry in Home Alone 2 when he makes his face look like it for that 3 seconds. When he
The
credit card's stolen.
That's right.
That's my favorite Grinch. It's a little specific, but it is. Next question. Doug Burren asks, when did you stop believing in Santa Claus, if you have?
I still believe.
Yeah.
I'm a believer.
Why would you stop believing? Why
still
would you
gotta believe.
That? Children listen to this. Bad Doug.
Yeah, I want to get those gifts still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we all still believe in Santa Claus because Santa is the spirit of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Miranda Marvel asks, would you rather have arms the size of your fingers or fingers the size of your arms?
What?
Whoa.
That's a tough question.
Wait, arms the size of your fingers.
Or fingers
the size of your arms.
I mean, my first set of arms would be super jacked.
I'm thinking about
carrying around like Edward Scissorhands.
I'm thinking about the hot dog fingers.
Oh,
everywhere. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want either.
Yeah, that's
I equally
it's
don't
a false
want either.
Choice.
But we have to choose one, I suppose.
Fingers the size of your arms.
The tiny arms.
Give me the hot dog fingers.
No, wrong. Because if you have fingers the size of your arms, you have like 12
how do you carry
arms.
That around?
Oh, your body would adapt. You'd have super jacked
shoulders.
First arms.
Yeah, but you'd just be a nuisance everywhere, right? Your hands would just be like pushing people around.
I'm going to go with the tiny arms.
And who's to say that this is just us? Is this like all humans are like this?
Oh, yeah. If it's all humans, then it really does a lot for the glove industry.
Yeah, that's true. I guess gloves are just like shirts.
Obsolete.
Yeah.
Big glove.
Last question from the crop's going to be from John Gerald. He asks, Home Alone 1 or 2?
3.
Not 3.
Just kidding. It's bad.
3 is bad. 4 is worse.
4 is terrible.
I'm going to say 1.
Terrible.
Classic 1.
Yep. I like 1.
Yeah, I think 1. 2 is basically 1, just different
in
setting.
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like 1, I think, yeah.
I'm going to go with the one that doesn't have Donald Trump in it.
Oh, yeah. Quick cameo, yeah.
That's smart.
One of the only cameos that they left him in because he makes cameos in every single movie, right, that is filmed in that hotel?
He wanted a bigger part, and they said no. And then they're like, you can just say hello really quick.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to have, like, a lot of lines.
I know he's filmed in other movies, but they always just cut it out because it's not guaranteed for him to actually be in the movie. But I'm pretty sure he films cameos in, like, any movie that was at a Trump hotel.
Yeah,
there was a really bad one cut out of Wall Street 2. You remember that?
No.
Or was it Wall Street 1 or 2? But it was, like, a long long scene where they're at the barber shop. You don't remember?
No.
This?
I love it. It was cut out. He's just like, "You're right. Greed is good," and then walks away. Or
like, anyways, yeah. Home Alone 1.
All right. Yeah. So thank you guys for everyone from the crop. You guys have the Discord questions?
Yeah. We have one here from Johnson Earls. It looks like it's related to the show. So what is your favorite style of trivia game? Is it the Triviality Standard 2-round game, the 15-question bonus game, the Bloodsport style timed games, Jeopardy style games with questions of varying difficulties in different categories, or anything else, either from your show or elsewhere? And related to that, what's your favorite type of trivia question? Straight up, before and after, rebus, or other word challenges, trivia questions with math, etc.
I'm going to say the same way I skate. Regular. Mm-hmm. Straight up. So, like, less rules, good, and less mm-hmm. Complicated questions, good. That's what I say.
I like speed trivia. It's very nerve-wracking, but I feel like it doesn't give you the opportunity to, like, because sometimes we'll sit here and we'll think and we'll dawdle for a little bit, and it really frustrates me when I like know that I know it somewhere in my brain, but I can't figure it out for whatever reason. And the speed trivia doesn't give you that. You got to go. So I just like how fast you just rip through questions. So.
Speed trivia is fun. It'd be cool to do it a lot more. We do it a little bit on Bloodsport, but it also, you know, it's easier on like a TV show or in person. I think it always works a little bit better.
Yep. That's why I like the chase.
So. Yeah, the chase is very good for that. Before and afters are always fun. I think, especially, mm-hmm. You know, like film ones are always kind of fun. Just straight trivia. I just like pop culture trivia. So like seen it games or anything that's very, pop culture heavy is what I like. So
yeah, I prefer our like 15 question free for alls. Cause it, for me, that feels the most like hanging out at the pub, like we used to do when we would do trivia. And we would just answer the question and joke around for 10 minutes. So that's always fun for me. And I love silly wordplay before and afters. That's my favorite type of question because they make me laugh. And that's why
I gotta say, too, I love Trivia Murder Party from the Jackbox people.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the chaos of it. As long as you know it's chaos going in, I think that's a great format.
Or just any You Don't Know Jack, really. Like the original game was always fun with the screws and stuff. Mm-hmm. Any question that involves math, don't, you know, bring to my doorstep. But I'll answer it if it is, but I don't prefer it.
All right, next question. From T with the Cookies. Do you have any detailed plan for 2024 on how to improve your trivia knowledge and or which trivia competitions to participate in?
All right, guys, I'd like you to know that I don't currently have a 2024 plan for anything. And now I'm wondering if I should.
What's your 5-year plan? Don't die? Who's that?
Pretty much. Like, my plan is to bring the heat for Triviality and play the occasional Liquid Courage game over at the local pub. And, that's my trivia plan.
Yeah, I don't really have a trivia plan. Improve your trivia knowledge.
I didn't know, actually, to be honest. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Neil, that one could improve at trivia. So
I'm having trouble doing that.
Yeah, I think we're getting worse. I mean, if trivia competitions, I mean, if we can maybe go compete at the SporkleCon, I believe it's in Detroit this year,
Detroit.
Or 2024. If there's any other big conventions, that'd be kind of fun. We missed doing Geek Bowl. It doesn't really exist anymore, but if there's something like that, like a SporkleCon, but another one, that'd be kind of fun. Maybe a Triviality Con in the future.
Oh, Triviality Con.
We don't have the bandwidth for that, Neil. We'll throw that out in the universe yet.
It would be fun to do another a couple live games.
For sure. Yeah. That was great.
That was a lot of fun to meet people and to host live. For me, I do Trivia Weekly. We've come in top three in different Maryland trivia competitions. We just really want to win. We get really close, and then we end up missing out on the last question. So that's the goal for me. As far as getting better, my goal is to actually learn something about Greek mythology, religion, and like European history. Those are my big blind spots. So
there you go.
Yeah, those are tough. The next question is from Momo2. What was the one gift you wanted as a child and were so happy when you got it? And what was the one gift you wanted more than anything but never got?
You wanted the weenie whistle, right, Neil?
I did want the weenie whistle. And
Neil did want the weenie whistle.
Yeah, you know, Colleen's ex-husband just kept making fun of my sweaters, and I just said I wanted the weenie whistle, and, you know, that's all. And actually, there was one thing I really wanted once. My dad... You know, he was always busy with work and stuff like that, but it was just this one superhero that I really wanted, and he missed comes. my karate belt ceremony. But anyway, I really wanted this doll, and you know, my neighbor had it, and I was kind of pissed about it, and then, you know, one day I went to a parade.
All the cookies.
Did you get Booster?
I got the faithful sidekick Booster, but I just couldn't get Turbo Man. Anyway, yeah. I did have Turbo Man, by the way. My mom got it for me, the real doll, which was fun. But the one gift I did get, I was just thinking about the other day, which was really fun, was the Talk Boy from Home Alone 2.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Which they released. That was pretty cool.
I can't remember one that I never got.
I don't either, which is good, because I feel like that's trauma I didn't want to carry.
We're spoiled.
Yeah.
I got a Pog Maker that I really wanted. That's cool. Was pretty exciting.
I got the...
Not to date the exact moment that that happened.
I got the green Power Rangers dagger that played music.
Oh, that was
cool. Oh, yeah.
Got my Stretch Armstrong.
I thought for sure if I could find that in my parents' attic, I could retire like pretty well off. And then I looked on eBay, and you can get them really cheap. Yeah. So it's a shame
I didn't get Stretch Armstrong. I got his red friend, who I think was the bad guy, who also stretched much like Stretch
Armstrong.
Well,
if it was any time before 1989 and he was wearing red, it was definitely the bad guy.
Yeah.
I think I had the bad guy, too.
Yeah.
He was like foamy, though.
He was foam. Yeah. You put a foam thing to his head, and then he would like... foam up. Very weird stuff.
Yeah. All right. Keith Moser asks, hot chocolate, hot apple cider, or hot toddy?
What is a hot toddy?
It's tea and booze.
Yeah, I thought there was booze in it.
Tea and booze. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's an exact type of booze.
I think it's whiskey. Whiskey and tea.
It's whiskey and honey. There's got to be like honey. Whiskey.
And cinnamon.
Tea.
Star anise.
Star anise. Yeah.
And clove.
Oh, wow. A lot of people say the hot toddy helps you when you're sick.
I'm not a fan of some of those ingredients.
That's a
I'm going to say
though.
The hot apple cider. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't mind a hot chocolate every now and again, too.
If it's not coffee, I'm going hot apple cider.
Yeah, I don't. That's one of the rare drinks I still get at the coffee conglomerate after working there. I like the hot apple cider. But hot chocolate, I never have because I can't really have chocolate too much. Spoiler alert. Not really spoiler alert, just behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But I would love to have a really good...
alert.
Good, yeah, GERD alert. GERD alert. Pew, 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 pew. do you want a reflux into your mouth after having a nice treat? GERD alert. So hot chocolate, I would love to have a really good cup of it, but I haven't had one probably in
maybe
like 3 years.
Go-Gurt commercial.
This last question is really fun from our friend Willem van Vendeloo, the original OG Dutch boy, or maybe not the original, but the true Dutch boy.
I think
if
there
you
were
ever
Dutch
have,
boys before him, probably.
I think there were Dutch boys, yeah. If you ever have to permanently switch out one holiday you do celebrate for a holiday you don't celebrate from a different culture, which holiday would you pick and why?
All right. I've got two answers for this one. One is based on profitability, and that is I'm switching out Valentine's Day for Japanese Valentine's Day. Because Japanese Valentine's Day is one way. It's for the guys. So if you're going for the profit, that's what you should do. But for fun, I'm going to say not big on Thanksgiving. So I'm going to swap it out for Diwali because that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I'm getting rid of Valentine's Day too. I don't care for it. Puts a lot of pressure on relationships if you're in them, especially if they're starting out. Not the best. So that one can go because you should share your love every day, right? I'm replacing that with, no, you disagree? Okay. Somebody's making their opinion known behind me. They love Valentine's Day. I would say I'm celebrating Arbor Day. I'm making it a thing. I don't know what we do. Plant trees?
You already, that's part of your culture.
Oh.
You have to pick one that's not part of your culture.
I don't know how. Oh, there's.
You already celebrate Arbor Day.
I don't celebrate
in
it.
In a big way.
Do I? I don't remember. So I'd have to
Flag
think of
day.
One.
All right.
I was trying to think, like, we don't really have any multi-day holidays, right, in the our religious American West tradition.
Sure.
But I was thinking Hanukkah sounds like too much right off the bat. Like, I don't know if I can do 8 days of stuff.
Too
like,
much.
I can't commit to that.
Maybe a golden week?
Maybe.
Could you commit to that?
I'm looking for something that's maybe, I mean, Diwali is a couple days,
go for
right?
a month-long Ramadan?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I couldn't do Ramadan. One of my coworkers is practicing, and he just
is hungry.
The first couple days, he's like, "Please just stay away from me. I'm going to be miserable." but you settle in apparently pretty quick. but yeah.
I would probably take Easter out, and then I would maybe do Boxing Day from England, the day after Christmas.
Fine. Yeah.
That's or
that's where you box all your crap up, right?
Armistice Day.
Give to the poor, and yeah. Armistice Day. I'd also probably pick one of the other countries that lets you have a holiday to vote. You don't have to work.
Mm. Oh, that's genius.
Where's that Purge Day? Where is that?
The Purge Day.
I don't think that's an internationally recognized holiday anywhere, Matt. Yeah,
it's part of a different culture that is fictional.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's still a different culture.
Oh, we didn't talk about fictional cultures. Whatever they celebrate in Avatar.
I'm really curious to know what the holiday is. I'm sure James Cameron's figured it out. But yeah, that was our last question from Discord. A lot of great holiday questions from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any extras, Matt, that were on the top of your head? Or
no, I think. And then we talked a lot about holiday at our other bonus this month. I wrote some Christmas questions and holiday themed questions. We all kind of just chatted mostly about Folgers commercials, but there's some other stuff in there too. So if you haven't listened to that, that's all there. Make sure you check out this feed for January's Crop Drop. I'll be asking for questions pretty shortly. And then we'll see you then. So until then, bye.